Well, she doesn't now, but when she was little, she was.
Yeah, she didn't wear them when she was little. We didn't know if she needed them or she didn't need them or something like that.
If you want to use the word used to, what would you say? She.
Well, I would say she used to didn't wear them.
Uh-huh, good. Now, if a person is kind of funny, how do you describe that person?
Well, you could say he's lively or he's full of jokes. Or.
Well, I didn't mean funny haha, I meant funny the other way. Kind of.
You mean that he acts funny?
Yeah.
And that is,
mm-hmm.
It's just, in other words, you find him kind of off.
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, you could say he's nuts or he's ought to be in the asylum or.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Would you ever use queer?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, the word queer, you know, means out of balance. I don't know if that's the definition of it, but it does mean that you're not completely normal.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a person who's stubborn? Say, don't be so.
Well, I ought to know the definition of that. Well, they're bullheaded.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
No. Oh, it is, Mom. Tell him.
Will you tell say? Him, you're one of them.
You're one of them.
Contrary.
Yeah?
Yeah. Contrary.
How about a person who's easily offended, easily upset? You can't tell them anything.
Well, he's usually a nervous type, you know. He's
mm-hmm.
nervous. And
what else would you say about him?
Quick temper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Would you say touchy? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Touchy.
Fretful.
Yeah.
Do you ever use that?
Yeah, we use that.
Now, what do you tell people when an emergency arose? And you want them to just sort of take it easy, say they're upset. You say, everything's going to be all right, just keep, what?
Yeah, just hold your temper, just mm-hmm. be quiet and don't
keep
get off, don't get upset, just hold yourself together.
Mm-hmm. If you want to use the word keep, what would you say, keep?
Yeah, you...
Keep quiet.
Keep quiet. And
how about keep calm?
Yeah, keep calm, we use that sometimes, hardly ever, I don't. Say quit, keep quiet when I'm talking to her when I'm out the barn.
You say what? Keep what?
I tell her, I holler and tell her to keep quiet. I don't tell her her face.
You know, a lot of secrets are coming out in this interview. Well, say somebody did something that you didn't like and you got red in the face. Started like this. How would you describe that? You got awfully.
Well, of course, I'd get angry and lose my temper and
you say mad?
Be embarrassed.
Yeah, be embarrassed and
mm-hmm.
mad and everything else.
Now when you come in at night, you're pretty beat, aren't you? Because you've worked all day. How else would you describe how you are at night after you've worked all day?
Well, it depends on how good humor she's in. If she's in a good humor, why, I have a lot of self-pity. if I think she's mad, well, of course, I have to brace myself, you know, buoy myself up. But I'd say, well, how are you feeling, Mom? I'm tired.
What would she say if she's also tired?
Well, she'd usually say, I don't see why you haven't done anything.
Oh, she's there and those things at me, I'm going out.